Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Truth is Out, the Voice of the People radio show. Today is Wednesday, and I want to welcome all our listeners on iHeartRadio and all those stations around the world. We're alive, and we're kicking, and we're going strong. Now, I'm going to introduce my co-host, Scarlett. Everybody knows Scarlett. Scarlett, hello.
Hi, everybody. Good evening. How is everybody?
Hey, we're in a winning mood. A great day, a great night last night. Very winning.
Oh, yes,
moves.
We kicked some real good deals. Excellent. Yep. They all won.
Yep. And Dan Cox won. There was a battle between the swamp and the establishment versus Trump and America First. And America First won by at least 16 percentage points and going. Dan Cox won, and the Republican nominee for governor in Maryland, and that's a big thing going. So that's a big win there. Next, pretty much the end of primaries until we get into August. The next big one is in August 2nd, and that's Arizona and many others. But there was a lot of ballots that are being took out now in Arizona. And we only caught a tens of thousands through the vote, and a bunch of other groups, including its voter integrity team, have already caught the criminals. And we have been making arrests left and right in Arizona and cleaning up the corruption there. Plus, on the 21st, there's a hearing to eliminate the Dominion machines before the actual election on the 2nd of August. So that's a big thing there. And once we win that one in Arizona, all the Dominion machines around the country will be gone. And that's the key there, because they're the corrupt ones. But it's not that. We need paper ballots. We need They're both integrity, and we need to get rid of the swamp. We need to get rid of the corruption. And if we have to arrest people, we will do that, including candidates. We also have some breaking news down here in Florida. There's some more corruption between the Dale Holiness and the homeless crime family involving a number of candidates. And arrests are being made as we speak on them. And that should be the end of Holiness's career. That's another one. But winning is contagious. And when we say that, we used to go back into Trump. Remember when Trump used to have in his speech, in his rallies, talking about winning and winning and winning and winning. And we're going to be winning so much that your representatives could come up to him and say, President Trump, we're winning so much we can't take it anymore. And please stop winning. Please stop winning. And Trump says, no way. The American people need to win. And that's where we start the word winning, hashtag winning. So that's what we've been doing. And now a certain young lady, a beautiful young lady, finally got caught into that winning attitude. And that's what it is, because in order for her to get healthy, she's going to have to start winning. And she's focused on winning. She is a fighter. She's winning. She's moving forward and following her passions and dreams and getting rid of all the losers, including people that have hurt her for years to come and before. So she's doing great. We are proud of her, and we continue to do that, and we support that. Now, we got something else. Now, years ago, we used to watch great movies like Wise Guys, The Godfather, and all the mobster movies. Excuse me. And that was important, because you saw all these things going on based on facts on with Johnny Gotti and the Gotti movies and all that. And when they used to get caught and they used to go to trial to try and soften the juries and soften the judge, they used to come in wheelchairs and on hospice and everything else. And then the courts all over the country ruled that that's a stop will prevent you from getting justice. And every state in the law now has a law in the book that hospice or anything that has medical conditions cannot prevent justice from being served. And you can end up going into a prison or an institution, because every one of them have hospice care in it or doctor's care in it. And so that was interesting on that. And so when people start using medical ways to try and get out of responsibility or justice, that is a no-no. And now every state can prevent that from happening. In the long run, they will prevent it sooner or later. Now, another funny thing is that when you go and do hospice or do some claim that you can't get to a court because of such illness, then you shouldn't be dancing 2 days later in a disability room than a party. It does not make sense. You're contradicting your own little thing. And now perjury is a serious offense. That's 15 years to life, depending on the situation. And if you get caught and you did it by posting pictures, tend to make it easier for the prosecutors to actually punish people for perjuring themselves. So that's the net. So now we're getting back to where the good things are, and we're going to go with the positive stuff, because we don't want negatives anymore. And that's what we're doing. The positive thing is America first, people first, and we're going to continue. You have any comments, Scarlett? Are you still there? Scarlett. Okay. She's probably still working in their background because she's running a little late because of the work. By the way, it's talking for the last few weeks, especially last week and a half, talking to thousands of people around the country. I don't see how any Democrat can win an election anymore, anywhere in the country. Most of the people talking about can't even put food on the table, losing their homes, losing stuff, and can't even fill the gas up a car to go to work, and all that stuff. It's all because of the Democrats. They know it's not a Republican. And all the Democrats care about is one thing, and that's the same-sex marriage, which is no such thing by God. They also care about aborting silly babies with the children. What?
I saw, I don't eat their food because it's not good for me, but Burger King raised their prices across the board, $2 each.
No,
in
when
fact,
you get
all
fast
the fast food,
food
places have raised their prices across the board.
You can't, you know, actually, we went into a restaurant, a Chinese restaurant, King's Buffet. It used to be real cheap, like $8, $9. It's now $13. So.
Yeah. And they don't make the same foods anymore. They've cut back on some foods. Like, you don't
right.
see as much, you know, like shrimp or the beef. It's expensive.
No, I know.
They cut back. They've cut back. Okay? Because people can only, you know, raise it so much. And taxis have raised their fare. Popeye's chicken restaurant raised their prices. Walmart. And, you know, when you look for those back-to-school specials, because I was doing some research on it today, I see there's nothing. It's very bad. People cannot afford that. It's a total. But I saw that some places are offering free school supplies and backpacks to the children. And that is important because you know what? They can
Go
afford
on.
It. Walmart can afford it. Publix can afford it. Kmart, Staples, even Macy's, they can afford it to give back to these little to our kids. Because they're letting them get destroy their minds, so they might as well give them stuff to go to school to have their minds destroyed. Would that not be true?
Right. And by the way, Starbucks is closing 16 of the most prosperous stores, the most profit stores.
I don't like Starbucks. Their coffee's nasty. I don't drink
California
coffee either,
because
but you know what? Who makes the best coffee?
Dunkin'.
Who makes
actually,
the best donuts and desserts and the bagel nosh, whatever you like. Who is?
Dunkin's is pretty good.
Yeah.
7-Eleven makes good coffee, too.
Yes, they do, and they have the best hot dogs. I do.
7-Eleven?
7-Eleven makes the
Nathan.
Best hot dogs. Okay? You just, you know, they're just grilled right on. Okay?
Yeah.
You know, we don't have any of those, what were they called? Dirty water dogs, like in New York.
Yeah.
You know, the Sobbets. Remember Sobbet? They had the little cars.
Yeah, the cars.
And they had all the
Sobbets. No, you see them sometimes downtown Fort Lauderdale, you might see it, but in Miami, you see excuse me.
Allergies?
Yeah, that, and I've been talking for 8 hours. It's dying to catch.
All right.
And
well,
so I'm going to, I'm going to play the Doors. Something.
Oh, I like the Doors.
A little time. So
go
we'll
for
play it.
It.
Like she did.
Okay.
Today is an anniversary.
Yeah, for?
Man landing on the moon.
That's right.
USA landing on the moon.
One small step for man, one big step, one giant step for mankind.
That's right. And somebody keeps saying we're in the race with China to the moon. We've been there already.
We've been to the moon already, but China's looking to come. The reason why they're saying that is because China wants to colonize the moon, and we want to do the same so we can use the moon as a stepping ground for Mars.
Why? So we can have Chinese food on the moon?
Yeah, something like that.
One Hung Lo?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, you got to watch out. You know, China is not our biggest enemy, and they're gearing up for Taiwan. That's why another reason why we need Trump in the office. For that reason.
And Vladimir and the other idiot in Iran and the other one in North Korea.
There is a scenario in play that we could actually have in
today
in a speech, Biden said that he has cancer. The White House immediately said he doesn't. But I think this is the beginning of the end because Biden's going to use some kind of illness to quit or resign. Kamala Harris has already been indicted in several cases, and she's going to go down. And today, the Pelosi's have been indicted for inside trading and stock parking, which means that the next person in line will be the Speaker of the House. In this case, it won't be Nancy Pelosi. It'll be Kevin McCarthy because he'll be the lesser of the two. So this is what's going to happen. Kevin McCarthy already signed documents and already agreed to step down and nominate Trump as the Speaker of the House. Trump already has the votes to be Speaker of the House. So when Biden goes, Kamala goes, and Pelosi goes, Speaker of the House will be Trump, will be the president. And that's how it's done. It's the backdoor route that we were trying to do all along, and it's going to work that way. Plus, we have a number of governors that will decertify a number of states that will put Trump in the White House either way. So there's two things going on.
How about yesterday's election with Maryland? I'm sorry, I think I missed that. I had to go take care of something, huh? Are we repeating it?
Yeah, that's what Dan Cox won.
And a lot of others won. So all of Trump's support teams won. We need the next big governors to win. Because then they can decertify the elections. And then it's done. And then it'll go to the House. And then the House will decertify it. And put Trump back in as president. Can he be president and speaker at the same time?
They're looking at that.
Okay. Well, I want Marjorie Taylor Greene or Lauren Boebert. Either or, they're fabulous. Both ladies are excellent.
Marjorie Taylor Greene has on a wall in front of her office, there are only two sexes, male and female. And some guy keeps trying to take it down. So she got a picture of the guy doing it, and now she has a big poster of the guy. And say, we want him to the destruction
of him
office.
Doing it? She has a picture of him doing it?
That's illegal. Now,
is he being charged with theft?
So anyway, what she did was she put it up on the wall, and some idiot took it down, and then she put it back up. It's on video. No,
she should set it so it'll give them an electric shock.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
You didn't hear it from me. It was just an idea, just a thought, just a comment. Wasn't looking to hurt anybody. Who's the person that keeps doing it?
Some bald guy. We're going to play a little Queen's Clearwater.
There are millions of bald men on this planet.
Yeah, but it's a picture of it. You got to go watch it. Go on.
I got to go watch it?
On the wall. Got to watch it. It's on the wall. You'll probably see a Greg Kelly. Okay, we got to play a little Creedence.
All Okay.
Okay.
Excellent.
You know, talking about the jungle, see what happened yesterday at the Supreme Court when AOC and TF and Presley, the three of the four squad members, got busted, got arrested for protesting in front of the Supreme Court.
And they were handcuffed.
And they were faking they were handcuffed. They all three from support killing life, killing babies. And they all.
I still don't know why they're at the court bitching about it 3 weeks later.
It should have, you know, if they should focus on individual states, you know.
They're going to lose.
That's what it is.
Well, Omar.
And then
Sicily,
you got, and then you got.
Cicely Davis is going to be the Ilhan Omar.
Right. That she's
okay,
already
that's
winning
one
in
guy.
That one.
And how about Tlaib?
She wasn't there that we know of. I don't know where she's at.
How about the other one there, Florida?
Presley, she's like here and there. And she's looking to run for president in 2024. She has a shot.
She'll have to give her seat up. She'll win the primary.
All the Democrat,
she has to give the seat up in New York, right?
Every Democrat that's running for president, or looks at except for Buttigieg, like 70 years old.
And AOC, Gavin
Newsom
has no 35. How old is AOC?
Yes, about 38, 37, 38.
That's how
but
old
the
she
thing
is.
Really?
Yeah.
I think she was 20. AOC actually has a shot of being in the race. Not to win the presidency, but to be in the race because the Democrats will look for younger people because all the guys, old guys, for the most part. And Kevin and Newsom's not going to go anywhere. Nobody
she's
wants
not
going to
get the Spanish vote.
No, she's not going to get any vote, really. Cause
she's not
going to
get anything. It's
going to
be McGovern.
Yeah, it's going to be a McGovern type of thing.
Oh, shit. All right.
Yeah. But that was quite crazy stuff.
Did gas go down or up more?
It's gas has been averaging around $4.50, and it's been going up and down. It depends on the futures market.
How's the market
price
doing?
Nothing to the
market
around
went $100. Up yesterday or the day before.
Yeah, no, the oil futures is around
$100. Bitcoin keeps going down.
It's been averaging about 20, 22. But the oil is around $100 a gallon, a barrel. And,
remember
that,
back in 1996 or 7, how much was a barrel of oil?
When I was working with
when
Puff,
you were with,
it was like
$18,
$19 a barrel. You were getting $100 a gallon, a dollar for gas.
I know.
They couldn't, they could not buy... We couldn't find we couldn't find a rig to set up to do the drilling. We couldn't do any of that stuff because it was given away, it was sold away. Because nobody could afford to open up wells to do wildcatting or to reopen up wells to or to talk wells. Now they have it, but they can't the driller because Biden and the Democrats are preventing it for the most part. And by doing that, we were energy independent back in 2020 when Trump was still in office. And now, as soon as he got into office, Biden, he killed it. And now we're paying the price. It'll
take
to do
one
with,
day to put everything back.
Yeah, it had nothing
people
to do with
to go
Putin.
To work.
It had nothing to
get
do with
job.
Anything except Biden's policy.
Go to work. And the illegals, well,
and now he's,
that well will dry up real fast. You'll see them all leave.
He's blaming the gas station
change.
All this now.
Oh, yeah. How
climate
is
climate
change
yeah, go
making
for,
oil go up and gas?
It's cool. It can't. It's blaming summertime.
He keeps blaming every week he has a new blame.
And then you got going after the gun ban, the assault weapons ban. There's no such thing as assault weapon, number one. It's semi-automatic or automatic weapons.
He's going after guns.
AR-15, he tries, no, but if he tries to take the AR-15 away from people, they're going to find a lot of dead agents in the process because there'll be a war, and these people are not going to allow you to take away the guns away from them. What they should do, first of all, law-abiding citizens are not the enemy. The enemy is the criminal. And if you want to go after the criminal, get rid of George Soros, the left-wing district attorneys across the country. Get rid of all the left. Start following what Trump has done and what DeSantis has done. And you can do that
the
and you can save a lot of lives.
They come in, they're going to fire all of them, including Eric Adams is going. Can you believe he promoted getting pot on what's his show?
One of his shows, late shows.
Right.
But he's a pothead. He believes in addiction.
Out and weed and everything. The guy's a pig. He was stoned on
you
the
know,
show.
He's a pig. And he needs to go, and he'll be gone shortly.
No, it's legal to get stoned in New York.
It's legal up to a point. There's certain areas, but you can't totally
do it. We need to get
rid
of this medical, the marijuana shit. Need to take it back. I don't care.
Yeah, you know, they don't realize it, but
Colorado,
he's going down too. There's the largest amount of people dying. It's not from COVID. It's not from anything. It's from fentanyl-laced drugs across the board. And
yes.
More people dying from fentanyl over drug overdoses than anything else in this country.
But that's what he wants. He said people should buy crack pipes. Okay.
Yeah.
He's his son and his granddaughter are doing cocaine.
They're doing everything
under
the sun to try and hide the fact that how corrupt and dangerous the fighting crime syndicate is.
Ukraine,
and they're building up
China,
the
Russia. And yeah. they got their hands knee-deep. And now Iran.
Yeah.
Can you believe they have nuclear weapons? They really have nuclear weapons.
Yeah, they have a possibility of nuclear.
They have a nuke missile.
Yeah, but it won't reach us. But it's still dangerous.
But it can
Israel,
reach somewhere.
I'm sure it will take. Israel, it will take them out. If it's confirmed,
but
I'm sure within the next few days, Israel will take them out.
Nuclear,
nobody waiting on anything.
Whatever
it's,
will rain
they will
on
do it
somebody.
Like they did the last, they will do it like they did the last time and sabotage the plan that got put them back for years. They'll do exactly the same thing.
And how and it hurts the ground because
it doesn't hurt anything because Saudi Arabia, it doesn't hurt anything what they how they did it. They did it to
right. Well, they need to do it now.
Yeah, they are. They're probably well. The next few days you're gonna see some kind of news that they were sabotaged around. Yeah.
Need to go back to being Persia. It does.
Mm-hmm.
It really does. You need to get rid of the Khomeini and all those nutcase leaders. You really do. You do.
Don't you think, you know, let's give a little inspiration to our lucky little fighter and give the theme from Rocky. How's that?
I love it. Play it.
Okay. You know, you gotta have the spirit to fight, and that always warms you up to do the right thing, to fight for what you're in, what's in your heart and your soul, to go for the goal and do things. And we are very proud of a young lady that is doing that in the last couple months especially. She is really focusing on herself and getting herself healthy. And she's walking away from all the bad the people, the toxics and everything else, and she's now starting to learn about herself and everything. And she's learning about the term, like I started to say earlier in the day in the show, about the term winning. In order to win, you got to have get rid of the losers. And those losers are the people that have been hurting her for years and years and years, including, and you got to get away from people with mental health issues that really pretend to be something they're not and really hurt her and others like her. for years and years and not knowing it. And she's finding that out, and she's slowly walking away from that. And we are so proud of her for her attitude and her topic and her goals to meet new people.
She is brave. She has courage. She is seeing the light of day. She is awesome.
And she really is doing great. And
yes,
she's fighting tooth and nail to do that. And I'm very proud of her. And she knows the doors are open for all possibilities in her life as she just goes through it and meet people that are uplifting, that are positive, that are actually successful. Because the goal is to be happy,
with
to
a
be
good
healthy,
heart, who care about other people, who respect, who don't use his
who
points.
Has
okay?
dignity.
Just want to hang out with her because they want to hang out with her.
And she needs to meet people that will take her to the next playing field and to be successful in life and away from all the bad things. No more drugs, no more alcohol, no more rest, no more all that garbage.
No more crying,
no more
feeling bad, no more low self-esteem. Great coping skills.
No more people hanging out, no more troubled people that with mental health issues. She needs to meet people her own age and people that are both feet on the ground, and she's starting to move in that direction.
Beautiful inside,
she's listening
and beautiful
to the proper
outside.
People now.
And
she's getting there. And you can see the difference over the last few weeks and months. Things are starting to trend. And she's staying away from very bad con job people that actually did more damage to her than anything else in the world. And she's starting to figure it out. And that's a good thing. And that's part of therapy. And that's part of moving forward. That's part of being
that
herself.
That is her success.
You got to start loving oneself. Start looking into oneself. Take a look inside your heart and soul, and that's how you do it. And you win,
and it's fabulous.
And winning,
it is.
And
it
winning
is.
Is contagious. And
it
winning
is
contagious. It's all positive. Stay away from the negatives. Go, gravitate to the positive, and you'll see your life change. And you can
see the differences. It's eye opening.
Right, and you continue to fight with it. Continue to have that eye of the tiger to fight to win and continue to win. And this is a song dedicated to her. Okay, that's the Eye of the Tiger, and yes, she has to fight, and she will win and win and win and win, because winning is contagious, and she's going to win, and the losers are going to lose, and enemies of her are going to lose big time. And so that's the bottom line.
You know who won? You know who won? That gentleman in New York, the one who with the bodega?
The bodega?
All charges
the
have
bodega
been
one.
Dropped.
That's because of the Manhattan DA, who's George Soros' DA, dropped the charges because he knows he's being recalled and he's done anyway. Just like the L.A. District Attorney in L.A., he's going now,
all
too.
All of them are getting
everyone,
recalled because we're
everyone
not
going to take George Soros' lawyers, district attorneys, are going now. George Soros hates this country. He always did. He bets he's a finance currency. He's a currency trader. He always bets, he makes his billions off of betting against country's currency. He puts money down, and he kills the currency. And he's been doing that for years in this country. That's what he's making money off of. He's not caring about anyone.
How is he held for responsibility?
He's fine, you know. Same reason as our client.
Is that breaking the law, what he does, or he just, that's
no,
legal
it's
what
just,
he does?
It's no, because you can always bet that, you know, he's breaking the law by initiating situations, but he's not breaking the law by putting your money behind what you're doing. So, you know, that's not inside trading, because he's creating it. It's not getting information from one end to another, make money on, like Nancy Pelosi and Paul Pelosi's been doing, got caught with a high-tech thing.
So George Soros isn't blanking the law, so he could do what he's doing.
He's doing other things, and he's a big time.
The money he funnels,
is
that illegal election laws?
Some of them, yeah. Same thing with Zuckerberg and the Zuckerbergs. That's also illegal.
Where is
you
Zuckerberg?
And I did that. We would have been going to church. Right now, we think Zuckerberg's out of the country. He knows that if he goes in the country, he'll be arrested for campaign finance violations.
So why haven't we RICO'd his company?
Because he doesn't own it anymore. He sold it.
Who owns Facebook?
I don't know who owns. The board of directors owns Meta, whatever you want to call it.
But they're in the middle of a big tech lawsuit. They weren't allowed.
There's things going on behind us. There's a lot of corruption there. It's high. All the big techs are corrupt, straight down the line. Anyway, we're down to 13 minutes.
It's a long day.
But,
for
it's a long day for me. As you know, 8 hours.
I'm tired.
Yeah, 8 hours.
It's a long day for me. Put a lot of production out today.
Hey, we did good jobs, Colin.
I thought
and you're learning
good.
Things and stuff. Yeah, we're still starting to learn. We still got only, 2 months into this.
Is there any primary next Tuesday, or we're good till
no
when?
No primaries now until the 2nd of August at Arizona, but they're all voting on the way in some of these places. So we're working on that.
You think Carrie Lake's
going to
win, or are they going to steal it?
Carrie Lake's up by 10 or 15 points. She's going to win.
Has she peaked yet
Trump.
Well, this Saturday, when is the Trump rally in Arizona?
Friday.
Friday.
As soon as we get off of work, we'll get
that's
to
not tomorrow. Today's Wednesday.
No, Friday. Friday.
Friday.
Yeah.
It's
also,
not Taco
don't forget
Tuesday,
we have,
right?
No, not Taco Tuesday.
Anybody listen to
and
her
bodega.
Speak,
by the way, Democrats, it's bodega. It's tacos. And you don't call them Mexican tacos or Mexican.
Taco.
It's tacos. It's tacos. Tacos. Tacos.
Right.
But Taco Tuesday,
Taco Bell.
I love tacos.
Don't
it's you remember
tacos, the name
tacos, of
Taco,
tacos,
Taco?
Taco. Yeah, yo.
But when
Piero,
she spoke Spanish, that was great. That actually was worse than Bloomberg. And Bloomberg is bad.
Yo quiero Taco Bell. With the little dog.
I don't think I've ever eaten Taco Bell.
Taco Bell's good, but I like others. But the others better. I like, there's a lot of other places out there. That's down here. It's really good stuff.
A lot of restaurants running out of business with the COVID crap.
Yeah, but now they're going out of business too. Now they're going out of business.
It's been really rough.
Now they're going out of business not because of COVID. They're going out of business because of the violence in the communities, and the
lack of delivery,
like in California.
And the workers, they have no respect, and the police aren't doing their job.
They can't. Well, you're talking about California for the most part, and Illinois, and Chicago.
Gotta
anywhere
get rid
the Democrats
of
run,
you gotta get rid
any,
of the
any,
left, you gotta get rid of the illegals,
any,
you gotta
anywhere
get rid
a
of
Democrat
MS-13, you gotta
anywhere
get rid of the
Democrat,
you really do?
Anywhere there's a Democrat running a city or town or state, it's always hard.
And rhinos,
but mostly
well,
Democrats.
Democrats
so
in disguise.
Don't forget, we still got to talk about the All-Star game yesterday. The American League won 3-2.
Of course,
and they came back.
Win every year.
So, there were two Mets I know of, maybe three. I'm not sure.
Who won last year in the series? Tampa.
Atlanta Braves.
So they must have had the most players. Would that be correct?
Pick? I didn't watch it. I don't know. I just know that the American League.
Do you know where they play down here?
In Los Angeles.
Nah. Please.
Yeah. In Dodger Stadium. What was Dodger Stadium?
Okay. Well, the show's coming to the end, and I'm gonna bid adieu, because I gotta go do things. I'm sorry, everybody. I do, and this is Scarlett, and I'll be back on Sunday at 7 p.m. And you never know who will come on the show. And I'd like to tell everybody, there's several surprises coming.
Don't forget to keep an eye on the Trump rally on Friday. We've got other stuff coming on the next week or two.
And watch Greg Kelly at 10 p.m. on Channel 1115 Newsmax.
And the famous line.
The fake news just doesn't get it. The fake people just don't get it. The hokey people just don't get it. But Scarlett gets it. And Joe gets it. And all the conservatives and the constitutionalists and the patriots and the people and the liberty fighters. Everybody have a great night. This is Scarlett saying God bless America. Have a good night. Bye.
I'll tell you something. See you later, Scarlett, but I'll tell you later. Today is busy. This whole week, everything that's going is going good. We're in a better place, what we're doing now, and we're getting geared up for a lot of different things. We're going to have a whole new setup we're working on. We've got things happening across the board. Working with Newsmax to set these things up, and hopefully... Most likely it's going to be in the fall because they only have the summer schedule set up, so we're doing the fall. By the way, weather is weather. Yes, it's hot all over the place. One of my offices has been averaging about 110, 112 degrees every day practically, and I'm watching on the computer, and they just shake it off. So it doesn't matter. But then in Great Britain and London, the last couple of days it hit 100. But that's because the African weather, there's a high pressure building from Africa into Europe, and that's creating the heat. It happens every so often. It's called summer. It's not global warming. It's not climate change. It's none of that stuff. If you notice that with climate change, so we said, look at how big storms and stuff. You know what? We haven't had any big storms yet in the Atlantic. There have been several storms in the Pacific, but nothing, anything to wave about at the moment. So things are back, things are normal. And besides, when you get John Kerry flying in private planes, giving out all these fumes and stuff, this is all political. It's garbage. It's no such thing as climate change. It's all political. We're not a part of taking control over this country and the people like you. It's Agenda 21, and just look it up and you'll see. First of all, life begins at conception. These people that want to kill life, they're nothing but killers and murderers. But then again, who else these Democrats support? They care more about abortion. They care about same-sex marriage. But when it comes to your job, when it comes to paying your bills, when it comes to your security, when it comes to inflation, the price of the pumps, addiction, they're nowhere to be found. They don't give a rat's ass about you. And that's what that is. That's what a Democrat is. They are pro-criminal, pro-death, pro-murder, pro-drugs, pro-intimidation, pro-bullying, pro-harassing, pro-everything under the sun except pro-American and pro-people. They are not for anyone at all. And, you know, they should not be worried about same-sex. First of all, they can't codify same-sex marriage because it's going to end up being kicked out on the Supreme Court in the next few months. SCOTUS is going to take it down the same way they did with Roe because they made an error. They cannot be nationalized. It's called the Constitution. It's the 10th Amendment. The power is to the states, and that's where that is going. And so even if the House passed the same-sex bill, it's never going to pass the Senate. And if it did, it's going to fail in SCOTUS anyway because it's going to rule unconstitutional because it violates the 10th Amendment. And that's what that is. And that's why, and it should go back to the states. Let each individual state decide about same-sex marriage. Let each individual state decide about abortion. Let each individual state how to handle their criminals and the guns and everything else. They can't do it any other way. The Second Amendment prevents that. There's a lot of different ways of doing things in life, but you can't allow communism and socialism to take over control. And by the way, like Marjorie Taylor Greene says, there are only two sexes, male and female. There is no such thing as transgender. And how dare the University of Pennsylvania nominate a man to be Woman of the Year, Sportswoman, NCAA Woman Sports Athlete of the Year. He's a man. He's a biological man. That is not fair to any woman that's trying to achieve greatness. That is destroying women itself. So that's what that is. And before I sign off for everything, I just wanted to let you know, when you lie to people, eventually it comes back to haunt. And when you pull, you know, there's a thing called justice. Justice is fine, but when you lie to justice, it will eventually catch up to you. God bless you. Have a great evening. Sunday, we're going to be talking about the rally, and we're going to focus on things, and you never know who's going to come on. God bless you, and have a great day.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men that right to me, and I gladly stand up next there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be